This is a really interesting question with two principal moving parts that I'm going to address in the order as they present themselves logically to me. And hopefully by the time I get through to the end of the question, it'll all tie back together and make sense for you. You previously made an application for an employment visa for the Hong Kong entity of the employer that is currently employing you, albeit in the China entity right now. And that application was refused as a result of you effectively not being deemed a professional for the purposes of the general employment policy, whereby you pass the approvability test so much as you possess special skills, knowledge and experience of value to and not readily available in Hong Kong. Now, the issue for you in terms of the prior refusal was that you didn't have, on the face of it, at least 2 years post-graduation working experience in a managerial or supervisory capacity. And it's for that reason that you didn't secure your Hong Kong employment visa at that time. So whilst you did denote on your CV that you spent some time, in fact a year, as an intern, the fact is that that time was spent working irrespective of the role that you played prior to graduation. So you don't have the necessary 2 years post-graduation working experience that's required for success in your employment visa application. So the strategy that you're on at the moment makes good sense because clearly you've got an important role to play for your company and you're in China fulfilling your employment duties there, and that's all good. So effectively what you need to do is to get to the point where you've got at least 2 years post-graduation working experience, as I say, in a managerial or supervisory capacity. That experience can be gleaned during the currency of your time in China with your present employer there. And once you get past that mark of 2 years, you'll then be in the driving seat to make an application to the Immigration Department once again for an employment visa. In this case, though, you'll be making the application as an intercompany transferee coming back from China to work in Hong Kong. So as that ties into the information which the Immigration Department have on your file that speaks to your having been an intern prior to graduation, I'm afraid that's what that is, and it's not going to help you now in the same way it was, as it didn't carry any weight when you made your first application. So no, I'm afraid that time spent as an intern, irrespective of the duties that you undertook practically, and whoever you might have supervised, is not going to carry the day for you on your next application. So you're going to need to have 2 years post-graduation working experience, as I say, most probably in the context of your China job. And once you've got that under your belt, you'll be in a position to make an intercompany transferee application for an employment visa back to Hong Kong, assuming that you can then pass the approvability test in of itself at that time. Just being an intercompany transferee, by the way, doesn't automatically mean that you will get approved, but as long as you've got a good solid argument and you've got the requisite experience and it's been in a supervisory or managerial capacity, and of course there is no clear opportunity for a local person to do that job, you should be fine in your next application. So that kind of deals with the last part of your question, but the observations that you make in the earlier part about your telecommuting, I think it's really important to note that whilst you've got good practical reasons for spending essentially half of your week in Hong Kong, and of course, as you point out, attending meetings and the like on behalf of your China employer is permitted activity, you've got to be careful that the pattern of your life doesn't essentially mean that you've gone on to become, in a sense, part-time employed in Hong Kong, even though you're being compensated and contracted through the China entity. So you need to be a little bit circumspect about that. But in the final analysis, what is important is that each time you present yourself at the boundary, you have to deal with the immigration officer who's examining you, and he or she will then assess your bona fides as a visitor. And on the basis that you're able to satisfy that officer as to your bona fides, and that upon examination, if they query as to the frequency and the regularity of, if you will, of how you spend your time here, if they're satisfied with the answers that you give them, and they admit you, then effectively your bona fides are set, so you're on your way and it's not such a problem. But bear in mind that, ultimately there's no clear process that you can expect to experience, even though you might be doing this, you know, very frequently because of what's going on in Hong Kong. In actual fact, each time you present yourself to the Hong Kong immigration officer at the boundary, it's, are you a bona fide visitor to Hong Kong? If they believe that you are, then they admit you, irrespective of what you go on to do while you're in Hong Kong. And if they don't believe that you're a bona fide visitor, then they have the opportunity to refuse your entry or to give you a short conditional landing or deal with you in some other way. But in a real sort of practical sense, if you explain to the immigration officer when you are examined, you know, why you do come to Hong Kong in the way that you do, well, guess what? You have a regular Friday meeting that you need to attend, and you have a regular Monday meeting that you need to attend, and it just so happens that, you know, your girlfriend is here and you prefer to spend your weekends clearly with her. You explain to the officer that you do have a formal employment contract in China. I assume that you've got the requisite immigration permissions to be uptaking that work in for that employer in China. And so on the assessment of your real facts, it just seems to me that I think you'd be able to satisfy your bona fides without any problem, because it's clear that given the pattern of your life and the way that you live your life between China and Hong Kong, you're not actually creating a circumstances in Hong Kong where you're breaching your conditions of stay, which is ultimately what the Immigration Department are concerned about. So it all boils down to the facts and the pattern of your life and how you can evidence that with the officer when your bona fides are being assessed each time you present yourself. So you might be able to assist yourself in that regard by bringing along copies of your China employment contract, proof of your salary payments in China, any social insurance contributions that have been made in China for you. It would be useful to have perhaps a letter written from your girlfriend addressed to the immigration department, setting out the fact that, you know, you are in a loving, committed relationship, and that when you come to Hong Kong on the weekends, essentially you're coming to see her. Include a copy of her Hong Kong identity card and also a telephone number, so they've got an opportunity to speak to her if ever they're not satisfied with the oral representations that you're making at the time that you're being assessed as to your bona fides for visiting. And in my experience, that kind of preparation will usually carry the day and allow the immigration officer to be satisfied as regards your bona fides. So yeah, lots of moving parts. I hope you found all of that useful.